You are listening to The Business Wilderness, the voice of entrepreneurs. Welcome to The Business Wilderness. My name is Ahmed Alhouli, and today I have a very special guest with me, Miss Carly Croft from Sampler. Carly, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me on the show. Carly, take me back in time. Where did it all begin for you?
For me, I've always had a career in marketing and advertising, but I think it actually makes sense to start at the very beginning. During my summers at university, I was one of those brand ambassadors, which basically meant I was that person in a grocery store or at an event handing out samples, just basically trying to get as many samples out as possible in a shorter period of time, but working for some of the biggest brands in the world. And it seemed a little crazy to me at the time that, you know, it was about just get as many out. If you didn't get them out, they went in the garbage. From then, I, you know, kind of fell off my radar as I went and worked in traditional and creative type agencies in the retail sector, but on fast food. And then fast forward a couple of years, I was working as a consultant in the tech space, teaching tech companies in Toronto on how they can talk to creative and advertising agencies. And through that, I was put in contact with Marie Chevrier, who's the founder of Sampler, who, funny enough, was also one of those brand ambassadors during her summer at college. And we got to talking, and that's how I came on board to Sampler, which is the global leader in digital product sampling. I guess we can get into what exactly that means afterwards, about a couple of years ago, and I've been here ever since.
Wow. So you guys went through the real hustle.
That we did. Yeah, well, we started the company about 4.5 years ago, and it started off as a sampling over social media, Facebook in particular, and it's really evolved and grown from there. So it's definitely an exciting time to be at Sampler.
Awesome. So tell us a bit more about Sampler.
Yeah, so we've been around 4.5 years. We work with 12% of the top 100 CPGs. So what we do is we're solving the problem that I alluded to earlier. We're taking a market that's relied on traditional approaches like handing out samples on street corners, and we bring it online where brands can create much more targeted and measurable sampling campaigns.
Wow. Sounds amazing. And what are some of the, building such a platform, I'm sure you guys would have faced a few challenges. What are some of the challenges you guys would actually faced building such a platform and acquiring clientele and so on and so on?
Mm-hmm. So what's really helped us in the tech space is especially building a company in Toronto. It's a very supportive industry here between government and different incubators. It really helped us elevate and grow the program, particularly through one called the DMZ, which is the number one university incubator in the world, which is where Sampler got its start. But I think through all the support that we do get in this great city and the amount of tech talent that's available, that's really helped us be successful.
Awesome. In terms of businesses jumping on board, what was the journey like?
Mm-hmm. So I guess by that same note on incubators, a lot of the CPGs also offer different incubators that Sampler has been part of along the way that has really helped us get our foot in the door and get champions that are working within some of the top CPGs in the world that really have allowed us to grow and test in those different markets.
Awesome. The way forward, where do you guys see yourselves moving forward as Sampler?
Yeah, so I think we're relying on ourselves very well in the changing tides of retail. As we know, more and more brands are focusing on e-commerce, being the highest growth in retail. And looking at how does digital sampling fit within that space, particularly as a lot of brands have realized that they can now go direct to consumer by building their own sites rather than relying strictly on retail. So I think digital sampling is a great way to help brands do this. For example, with each sample, we also include a follow-up coupon, but for the most part, these are all e-commerce coupons that are driving directly back to the brand site or perhaps their preferred retailer.
Okay, and is there any incentive for you guys when that coupon is used?
Yeah, so that's up to the brand on tracking the coupon part in particular. But what I think is really interesting, particularly with the direct-to-consumer strategy, is that back to going through probably your own experience grabbing a sample, you either likely threw it out or forgot about it. With that e-commerce coupon, we also do a follow-up survey where the brand can ask two questions of their choice. So this allows them to gather ratings and reviews, which they can now filtrate and put back onto their brand direct website. So really providing that authenticity and reviews right on their platform from real consumers that have tried their product and giving it stability to increase sales that way.
Yeah, absolutely makes sense. How do you guys see Sampler fitting into the whole retail revolution or this disruption that the whole retail industry is going through?
So I'm just thinking back on a study that Nielsen did that 62% of consumers said product sampling is the most effective way to convince them to switch brands or try new categories. So product sampling is not something that's going away. If anything, given how competitive the space is becoming, it's going to be becoming a larger and larger part of that marketing mix as CPGs fight for that customer's dollar.
Awesome. Okay, in terms of technology, how do you see you guys improving your own platform moving forward? What are some of the things that you guys could basically tap into? Because there's so many different things. There's AI, AR, VR, that everybody's harping on about and saying trying to basically build that competitive advantage.
Right. So actually something we just launched is the world's first self-serve platform for digital sampling. So now brands don't have to rely on their agencies a national campaign and hiring all the people that would be necessary to execute a nationwide or, in fact, global sampling campaign. They can have one representative that works either with Sampler or they become an expert on their own. And it's as turnkey as possible to set up a sampling campaign in a matter of minutes through Sampler self-serve dashboard. So I think that's something really revolutionary to hit the market.
And is that built on AI or?
So that's Sampler's own technology that we've built. In terms of AI, what I think is interesting is going back to those ratings and reviews, we can now sort through all those and bring out different sentiments that we see consistent across the types of reviews that we're getting, and brands can use those to help determine next strategy. For example, imagine you're launching a new product line and you want to ask how people like the taste or if they like the packaging. That's a great way to use that and automate those type of sentiments that you could gather and make those changes faster than you ever could before.
Awesome. Well, that sounds unbelievably interesting and convenient, really. Okay, now let's get back to your journey and yourself. If you could go back in time, what's three things that you could change or if any?
I think that each lesson is a lesson that develops where you are today. I don't think that with everything that I've experienced, I would have ended up at Sampler, which has really given me an opportunity to grow and experience things that I never would before. Going back to my career, I jumped a step there where I actually worked in film and TV for 4 years, but that really helped me develop, I think, the skill set that's required to work at a tech startup in terms of being flexible and being able to wear many different hats and do every job, no matter how small or big, or really jump in head first. So I think that everything that I've done in my career has really prepped me well for where I am today and where I see myself going.
Those early days when you were handing out those samples, take me back to that. Did you ever think to yourself, why the hell am I doing this?
It was, I mean, it was a great job to have at that point because it definitely paid well. But I think that is definitely why I also saw why I restarted it, is because I was the worst brand ambassador that probably there ever was. I was a 17-year-old that just wanted to get those samples out so I could, you know, get back to pool time. So I think as soon as I understood where Marie was taking the company and being where I am today, it made complete sense.
Wow, there you go. But at the end of the day, you stuck through, so it's all good now. Carly, I mean, thank you very much. It's been an insightful chat. Yeah. Where can we find you online?
Well, I encourage everyone to check out Sampler's Instagram. It's Sampler, Sampler.io. It's a really interesting look at both, you know, client work that we've done, but we try and keep it very real with behind the looks at what it's like to work in a startup, from things that we're doing on an everyday basis to conferences we're attending. And you'll even see special guest appearances by my dog, which is the Sampler dog. So that's definitely an interesting social ad if you want to see what it's like to work at a tech startup.
Wow, awesome. Carly, thank you very much. People, follow Sampler on Instagram, visit the Sampler site. Carly, thank you very much for joining me on the Business Wilderness.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are listening to the Business Wilderness, the voice of entrepreneurs.